Dear brother and sister, you'll have to excuse my dress. I was not scheduled to serve this morning, but these things do happen, and I should have been dressed appropriately. But nevertheless, let's quieten our hearts and still our minds in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we have come, dear Father, this morning to the hearing of Your precious Word, we come desiring to thank You, dear Father, for the many, many blessings You have bestowed upon us. We thank You, dear Father, for all these temporal gifts You have given unto us. We thank You for our homes, our families, our dear brothers and sisters in living faith, and all that You have blessed us with in this daily life we live. But above all, dear Father, we wish to thank You for this greatest gift that man can own, this gift of Your dear Son, whom You saw it good, dear Father, to send down from heaven to save sin-fallen mankind. Dear Father, we ask You this morning that You would increase our small faith, that You would give us understanding, that You would continue to forgive us our many sins. Dear Father, we ask that You would remember those who are experiencing difficulties and trials in this life. Whatever those difficulties may be, dear Father, You know. Give us that assurance, dear Father, that no matter what those difficulties may be, that when we continue to put our sins away, our names are written in that Lamb's Book of Life there in heaven. So come what may come in this life, dear Father, we have a living hope, a hope that has a great future there in heaven. Dear Father, we ask this morning for a service blessing. Give us, as You see good at this time, feed and nourish Your children according to Your will. All of this we ask in Your dear Son's name, in Jesus' name. Amen. This Sunday on the church calendar speaks to us of, the theme is the gift of baptism. And we will read one of the texts set aside for this Sunday. And it is found in the 8th chapter of Acts. And we will read verses 26 through 40. And again, we read these words with that prayer to God that He would open His Word as He sees good at this time. And we not only pray for this, dear brother and sister, but we also pray that God would open our hearts and ears to believe His precious Word. The words are found in Jesus' name. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch, of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and he preached unto him Jesus. And they went on their way and came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Amen. Dear brother and sister, I want to hear that gospel for my own part, feeling many doubts and fears at this time that I have my sins forgiven. My desire is to believe with you. this portion of God's Word that we heard is a precious portion of Scripture, we could say, where we heard read of one who had a troubled conscience, where he was praying to God, where he was reading Scriptures, searching for peace for his undying soul. When we think about the theme for this Sunday, dear brother and sister, the gift of baptism. Baptism, we have all witnessed this as growing up in families when we gather around, when we have those precious gifts born into our home, those precious children that God has blessed many with. And they are precious gifts, aren't they? They bring so much joy and happiness into the home. In the world today, they oftentimes think that with those large families, those babies that are born into the home, they don't receive any attention or love. But how has it been in your families? Has it not been totally the opposite? That those little ones that are born, that love is multiplied, isn't it? By each of those siblings and the mother and father in the home. There is so many more there to love these precious gifts that God has gifted into the home. It's a precious matter, dear brother and sister, and you dear mothers and fathers. Maybe you, husband and wife, that have not been blessed with children, pray to God that He would bless you with these precious gifts. And also pray to God that He would give you that kind of heart and mind to accept these gifts that He has given you. Because when God blesses you with children, He will also bless you with that gift of bringing those children into this world. He will bless you with that understanding and the knowledge to bring them up according to how God's Word teaches us. It was just recently that we did have a baptism, and we visited there the importance of teaching our children. In God's Word, it reminds us so preciously of how we ought to be diligent. We read a portion of Scripture there of how it reminded us when we ought to teach our children about the way of faith and of God's precious kingdom. And God's Word doesn't remind us there to just teach them on Sunday or to have them taught when we bring them to Sunday school. Dear mothers and fathers, dear grandpas and grandmas, dear brothers and sisters, it is all our responsibility to teach these children as God's Word instructs us. When we rise up in the morning, during the day, during the evening, when we put them to bed at night, how has it been? I'm sure you, along with me, can only hang your head. But this is why it's important, dear brother and sister, and you dear mothers and fathers, that we come to the hearing of God's Word, where we are reminded of how God's Word teaches, and how we are reminded of the importance of nurturing our children at all times. Of the greatest reason of why we were even put on this earth. And of the great gift that God has blessed us with. Dear brother and sister, we grow in grace. And that is why God's Word instructs us to teach our children diligently. Of what is right and what is wrong. What is sin. And we need to encourage our children to put sins away. And we need to encourage our children to come to our parents or seek out someone. The enemy of souls is such that he wants to preach to our children that I'm not going to go speak to our mom and dad about what I have done because they're going to be mad. That's the sermon of the enemy. Isn't it? You dear youth, mom and dad want you to come and visit about matters of faith. And they want to forgive you for those things that you have done. This is the way it is. We fall into sin. But God has gifted us with the gift of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. And we can go to those grace fountains and put sins away. What is that gift of baptism? That baptism is a covenant of good conscience. What is a covenant, dear brother and sister and you dear youth? It is a promise. It is a promise to God that we will keep that conscience tender. That we will keep the conscience clean. That we will put sins away when they beset. This Ethiopian eunuch, he asked Philip, what must he do to be baptized? What is the first order? Are we saved by baptism? No. Of course not. What did Philip tell that Ethiopian eunuch? That first he must believe. Believe what? Believe his sins forgiven. That is the way it is, dear brother and sister. When a child is born into this home, into this world, they are believing. They own that Holy Spirit. They are children of God. And that is why we baptize them when they're babies. They are baptized into that covenant, into that promise that the mother and father will help that little baby. Not only the mother and father's duty, is it? Because there are those godparents there. The mother and father pick those godparents whom they feel will be helpmates to this little baby as this baby grows up. They will help this little baby grow in grace. When this baby grows to be older, and maybe this one has struggles in life, then it is your responsibility, you parents, you godparents, all of us collectively, to help that one that is struggling. Don't we live, dear brother and sister, in a precious kingdom? But the enemy of souls, he is such that he doesn't want this. He hates the forgiveness of sins. So he's going to do all he can. He's going to whisper those many lies to each and every one of us. Not to speak to our parents about what we have done, or speak to another brother and sister in living faith. God's Word encourages us that there's power in the Gospel. Why do you think God's Word tells us this? I'm sure it's been your experience along with mine, that when we are able, when we pray to God, when something is bothering us, and we pray to God that He would give us strength to go to those grace fountains and speak of those matters, and God answers those prayers, and He leads us to a dear brother or sister. And when we've been able to speak of that which is bothering us, then I ask you, how has it been? Doesn't it feel good that again we can walk with a cleansed conscience? And that conscience then, again, reminds us. Of the pathway that leads to heaven. And is not this why we come to the hearing of God's Word? To hear that precious Gospel. To be taught and instructed in God's kingdom. There are some in this world that believe that if you are baptized, then you are heaven acceptable. It is a wrong understanding, because the Bible speaks that first we must believe. Then there's that covenant of good conscience. That sacrament of baptism. So we see in this portion that we read that Philip, the Lord appeared unto Philip and reminded him of this one that was seeking and searching for peace. There are many things in this portion of Scripture that we could speak of. But even in this, we see how Philip was obedient to God's Word. So must we
also want to be obedient to God's Word and what the Spirit of God reveals. But it says here, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." He didn't, from what God's Word says here, he didn't know right away what he was going to do, but what does it say in this next verse? He arose and went. He had that heart of a child. And he wanted to be obedient. He was believing the same way you and I are believing. Believing his sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And so he went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. Dear brother and sister, this even reminds us in this portion of God's Word to not forget about those ones that are struggling. That we want to. It's this Spirit of God within us that constrains us, that gives us this desire to help those who are in need. It is a fruit of faith. Because when we think about fruits of faith, what is that? What does the Bible speak about that first fruit of faith? What is the first fruit of faith? It is love. It is love for each and every one's undying soul. This is why God has blessed us with escorts in His kingdom. This is why we want to, when we hear of someone, maybe someone has given up this gift of faith, we want to go to them. The enemy of souls tells us that don't bother, it's not going to help. But yet, dear brother and sister, if we do go to those near and dear ones that have lost this precious gift, one thing they know, and one thing they will remember is that we cared. We cared enough to call them back into this kingdom. This is the love of Christ that constrains us to do this. But when we look at this text then, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and he asked the question. He asked them that if he understood what he read. He said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And his answer was, How can I, except some man should guide me? Dear brother and sister, this is how it is. This is why we come, to hear what God's Word says unto us. This is how God leads and guides in His kingdom. Through that Spirit that Jesus Himself left here. Jesus, before He departed, He said to His disciples, I leave unto you the keys to the kingdom. What were those keys, dear brother and sister? Those keys to the kingdom is this. It is the Holy Spirit of God that each one carries that believes their sins forgiven. Then we have that power. It isn't our own power, but it is the power of God. Because it is God's Spirit that dwells within us to loose those who are in sin. And this is what Jesus commanded. And this is what it will continue from generation to generation to generation until God closes the doors and the end of time comes. God's Word will remain. There are those in this world that are those that even have given up this precious gift of faith. That even say how in God's kingdom things need a change because they are so old-fashioned and behind times. God's Word will never change. The world around us changes, but God's Word remains the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And we can thank God for that. What a sure foundation we have, dear brother and sister. This foundation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is that foundation that this one who is troubled over sin, he was able to receive the forgiveness of sins. And after he believed that precious gospel, then what took place? Then he was baptized into that covenant. That covenant of good conscience with God. That each and every one of us here have been baptized into. It is a promise to keep that conscience tender, to put sins away as they beset. Dear brother and sister, at this moment, just as you find yourself maybe weighed down with heavy trials in this life, burden of sin upon you, you can uplift your hearts and believe all of your sins, doubts and fears forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. We have a good God. A God that has promised He will not forsake us. But He will continue to carry us. How does He do this? By and through that Spirit that He has left here on earth. By and through our dear escorts in living faith. This is how God's work is done in His precious kingdom. By and through the Spirit of God. God will not leave us. He will not forsake us. But He will continue to call us and lead us to that destination there in heaven. Dear brother and sister, you dear precious youth, put sins away when they beset. Then that way of heaven is so clear. And it is a precious place we want to get to, isn't it? So uplift your hearts and believe all of your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. we have a good God. A God that will continue to carry us to that destination there in heaven. In Jesus' name, an always blessed name, amen. Let us quiet in our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.